truth.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
sake, is someone going to jump in and put a stop to that? My goodness. Talk about extended musical interludes. Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, February 2nd, 2024 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and dystopic ride it is, to be sure. And I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who does esteem ourselves to be in it. So we're road warriors as long as we have road and warrior. And there's an effort to get rid of both. I don't know about you. I get this sense. Why can't we be like those sleepy little European towns, those little hamlets and villages? Why can't we be like those? You know, where, why can't we be left alone for hundreds, maybe thousands of years? Just, you know, you see depicted in certain movies and things, you know, there's this juxtaposition of advanced technology and the old world. Why can't we be left alone? But we're not. And America is the new Atlantis. It's the tip of the spear. Exactly. Is that a Bob Ross painting? Just kidding. No happy trees in that painting. So here we are. It's Friday. We'll try to keep it light. We'll try to do the phones and stuff. Not exactly sure. I got a million things on my mind. It's like most days. It's bottleneck. There's a bottleneck in my brain. It's gridlock, as Ross Perot would say. It's gridlock. So maybe I can take some cranial X-lax and we can get some things moving and see what happens. I don't know. We'll see. I want to keep talking about the America thing because I think it is important for all of us to really understand our founding, our American founding. You know, I put together some notes for an archive, a very, very lengthy archive for yesterday's broadcast that I haven't posted yet, but I will someday, hopefully before I before I pass on. But seriously, kind of notorious for that. John used to say, just do something. I'd say, you know, I got this big long thing, and he'd go, you know what? How about a sentence or two? A couple of sentences maybe? No, that's too complicated. I can't do that. It has to be longer than that. At any rate, in this archive that may someday emerge and be publicly available, I included some of the things that I mentioned and a couple of other things. So this is why it matters. This is why I want to talk about this stuff. So as I mentioned during yesterday's broadcast, you know, America is, and you know, this is something I've been, it's really weighing on my heart. I started talking about it on the 4th of January, I believe, this year. And it's, you know, it's, I think if you're not careful, it's one of those things you'll get kicked out of certain places as the commie, when in reality, you're the only non-commie, so to speak, because people haven't, you know, gone through the weeds on their own and come to the realization that, you know, the Pledge of Allegiance, for example, is not what you think it is. Michio Kaku is laughing at all of us. That's why he looks so smug with Duper's Delight. I believe in the God of Spinoza, the God of the American founding. It's right there in the Declaration of Independence. The laws of nature and nature's God, that does not mean what most people have been led to believe. It's biblical. And you know what? I'm one of the guilty. I labored for years under the delusion, said some things that were not true. I'm here to tell you, reality is reality. And the laws of nature and nature's God is not a biblical turn of phrase. We may get into this more. We probably will. Again, Father Newhouse was right. To put it in simple terms, religion is the root of culture. Culture is the root of politics. So what is our religion? I talked about that on January 4th, a little bit. Do you know that you can dive down that rabbit hole a little bit on Wikipedia? Did you know? It's true. What is the American Civil Religion Wikipedia entry all about? And why do they have the apotheosis of Washington as the featured image? The apotheosis of Washington on the ceiling of the Capitol Rotunda. George Washington is shown as having ascended to a divine status. Oh, they were all Christians. No. No. That's not what that's all about. Picture is worth a thousand words, and the apotheosis of Washington is a pictorial representation of America's religion from that day forward to this. Period. Unbroken. Right from that Wikipedia entry. Theory. Robert Bella posits that Americans have come to see the document of the United States Constitution along with the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights as cornerstones of a type of civil religion or political religion. What is that? The broader context, the bigger picture, Wikipedia entry, civil religion. What is that? There's Robert Bella again. Who's he? As a concept, it originated in French political thought. Oh, you mean the Enlightenment? The Enlightenment era? The Age of Revolution and, you know, World Revolutionary Movement, all that kind of stuff. As a concept, it originated in French political thought and became a major topic for U.S. sociologists since its use by Robert Bella in 1960. Last but not least, secular religion, the section specifically under political religion. This is very interesting. I just read this to you. We'll get into the, you know, I got to back up and do the announcements and stuff. From the secular religion Wikipedia entry, a secular, let me know if any of this is ringing a bell. Father Newhouse definitely knew what he was talking about. Religion is the root of culture. Culture is the root of politics. What is our religion? Tell me if any of this rings a bell. You know, so you ask people in America, is America, you know, what is it? Are we going from socialist to full tilt communist? Do we have a little bit of, you know, is there some fascism? You know, speaking of national socialism, do we have some Nazism going on? A little bit of Marxism, a little bit of Maoism. Are we dealing with, you know, technocratic, cybernetic issues? Nowhere in there, let me guess, you're going to, you know, can anybody argue that, I don't know, Joe Biden has any sort of Christian anything in him? Or Donald Trump? Oh, how dare you? In the immortal words of Greta, how dare you? Yeah. So what are you trying to say? Well, if you read the secular religion Wikipedia entry, it spells it out quite clearly. A secular religion, if we try to take off what we want to, you know, we set aside our superstitions and our American exceptionalism for a moment, and we objectively look at things, let's look out there, see all the crazy that's going on, and then turn our attention to the secular religion Wikipedia entry just for a moment. A secular religion is a communal belief system. Oh, like communism. Yeah. Well, what makes communism different from Acts chapter 2? Because, you know, Raphael Warnock says that the early church was socialist, Chris. You know that, right? Yes, but I also know that he was wrong. And the distinction is in the question, who's in charge? Who decides? I've said it a million times. I will keep saying it. The difference is in who's in charge, who decides. And the proof, as I mentioned yesterday when Glenn and Philly and I were talking, and have mentioned many times, we'll keep mentioning because it's important. We need to understand these things clearly. The distinction is in who's in charge, who decides. In the book of Acts, obviously it's the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It's the Pentecostal moment. It's the birth of the church. This is something that in Christian circles and vernacular, we have apparently lost sight of. Yeah, yeah, but no, not yeah, yeah. This is a pivotal moment in history. Jesus is born, 1A. There's his ministry. He is crucified. He dies. He's buried. He's resurrected. Wow. Let's just, you know, and then of course he ascends to heaven. But what does he say before he goes? He says, I will send the helper. It's good that I go, guys. They're like, where are you going, Lord? Now what are we going to do? No, guys, it's okay. It's good that I go. I will send the helper. Ooh. I mean, if he says it's good. So let's just broadly call all of that 1B. And then in the book of Acts, the Holy Spirit shows up. And it's the outpouring of the Spirit. And it is big. It's big stuff. Let's broadly call all of that 1C. We've lost sight of that. It's a big deal. Been downplayed in the Marxist milieu. We've been stewing in a pot of Marxism, and we've completely lost sight of this as Christians or Americans because, you know, many of us want to believe that America was founded as a Christian nation. It wasn't, but that doesn't mean Christians haven't been around and that the body of Christ hasn't been fighting, you know, spiritually, contending for the faith and for our countrymen, so to speak. Not to get it out of context, obviously, Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Therefore, you know, we who are his are, you know, our kingdom is not of this world either. Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom now? My kingdom is not of this world. So, you know, to have these things in proper focus and context is imperative. So anyway, you have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is there, the Holy Spirit, the helper, and that's who's deciding, impressing upon people's hearts. Sure, it's a communal living situation as some people want to construe it. But the difference is the Holy Spirit is there, and you know, that's what is the primary influence in their hearts and minds, in their lives, in their actions, their behavior and actions. Who wants to influence behavior and action? The devil through agents like Bernays. Robert Cialdini, you know. What is it? It's not influence now. It's not prefluence. What's the term? Oh, gosh. I can't think of it. Persuasion, that's what it is, not persuasion. The power of persuasion. Now it's persuasion. How can we persuade you? I'm sure that guys like Sean Parker think persuasion is fantastic. Facebook was designed to exploit a human vulnerability, psychological vulnerability, and we did it on purpose. So the Holy Spirit is impressing it upon these people, to do these things. They shared, they sold property as there was need and were sharing with one another. And it was big. Starts, you know, that story you really start to see unfolding in Acts chapter 2. Verse 45 is, you know, one of those parallel verses. Well, isn't that communism? No, because it's the Holy Spirit there. Communism is the Antichrist spirit. It's the opposite. And it's a coercive spiritual power headed by the state, but it's not really the state. It's the God of this world. Yeah, but don't you talk about Romans 13 and all of that? Sure. There is a paradox at work, it would seem. But that doesn't change the fact that it's the Holy Spirit working through these people's hearts versus the state. And that's proven when Peter confronts Ananias and Sapphira separately and doesn't say, why did you lie to Stalin or me? He says, why did you lie to God? Stick around. We'll be right back.
attention, freedom-loving patriots, are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? What are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
So awesome. So we're just rapping a little bit in the break about, you know, so I explained yesterday, we're doing it again today. I explained the email, about the bump that we opened today's broadcast with. Thank you, sir. Creep, Haley Reinhart's cover of Radiohead's Creep, the Postmodern Jukebox vintage cover. I explained yesterday Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox. We play some of these songs over the years. I've talked about how the thing that really speaks to me about Scott Bradley's work is how they class things up. It's reaching higher. It's doing better. And they take the music and do amazing things with it. I think we miss a lot of it. And like I said yesterday, to really appreciate this stuff, go to the Postmodern Jukebox YouTube channel and check out some of their videos. They're visually stunning. They're just as visually stunning as they are to listen to. And I think 2 billion views on the channel is a testament to the fact that they're doing something that's, you know, has some wow factor. So yesterday I mentioned years ago I heard Scott Bradley talking about the, you know, sort of the spirit of the channel or the music, and the project started as, you know, ragtimifying modern music. And he was doing that. He is incredibly talented. So is everybody that they have on there. But he would just do it on the fly, you know. So during an interview, you know, he's talking about a song and he'll just start playing something and transition. It's amazing. He's so good at it that he makes the really, really difficult things look so easy. That's how good he is. You know, he's one of those people that just listening, you kind of go, I think I could do that. No, you couldn't do that. You could not. You or I could not do that. This is something that's super special. Not just talented musically, but to have your brain be able to transition from these things is a really incredible talent. And one of the best examples of that, we just played. Thank you, Mr. Bordop. That was a great little cut, a little sample there of the title of the video is Careless Whisper, Vintage 1930s Jazz Wham cover featuring Robin Adele Anderson and Dave Koz, the legendary Dave Koz. He's super amazing too. They're all super amazing. And saxophone is amazing. I've talked about saxophone in recent years, you know, getting away from the saxophone because it's a, you know, people have said over the years, the saxophone is one of the things that most closely resembles the human voice in many ways. And so we've, you know, I did a whole show, or I think more than one show on this a while back. The fact that musically we've seen a shift in pop culture away from music with the saxophone. We had it when I was growing up in the 80s and 90s. Everything had saxophone. Tenor sax usually, alto sometimes, occasionally soprano, sometimes baritone. And then we've transitioned away from that because we're moving, you know, and there is a spiritual connotation to that. Speaking of all this other stuff, it's the, you know, shift to the transhumanist, posthumanist world and agenda. Anyway, these guys are super talented. And what we just heard, the sample in the last break as we went out, was they're transitioning from Careless Whisper to Dave Brubeck's Take Five, which if you're familiar with music and stuff, you listen to people in musical circles. Brubeck's Take Five is not for the faint of heart. And so to be able to transition between those two, that's just sick, man. That's just stupid. Are you kidding? Who can do that? Super talented. So we're playing the Postmodern Jukebox stuff again today because, you know, if Haley Reinhart's cover of Creep is good, if 1PMJ is good, then 16 has to be better, right? So that's what we're doing. And I don't know about you, but it's fun. I mean, listening to the transition from Careless Whisper to Take Five, like, yeah, I could do that. I could listen to stuff like that all day long. And if you watch the videos, what a treat. So, said it before, I'll say it again. Hats off to Scott Bradley and the PMJ crew and everyone who participates. And, you know, Scott Bradley plays the keyboards and piano in all those videos, by the way. He does a masterful job of just blending into the scenery and featuring the other artists. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Where it comes or where it goes, I know it's everybody's sin. You got to lose to know how to win.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
To Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Lived and learned from fools and from saints.
another extended musical interlude. I really do think that the PMJ stuff is fantastic. And in many cases, maybe that one. That's Dream On. The title of that one is Dream On, Postmodern Jukebox featuring Morgan James, Aerosmith cover, parenthetically. So I'm going to just mention the titles so that you can find them. But I also, you know, if you want to look, search on YouTube. But I also mentioned yesterday that I created a playlist that we're playing these from, titled RWR Bumps PMJ Mode. So we're in PMJ Mode. And that was Morgan James. She's incredibly talented. And that one might be better than Aerosmith. Some people say I'm a heretic for saying that. How dare you? I guess I got Greta on the brain. How dare you with your lies? Creep, though, is certainly better. I mean, that was one of the first ones that was like, wow, that's, you can't, you know, we couldn't play the Radiohead version for obvious reasons on the radio. Not that we would perhaps even want to, but Haley Reinhart, my goodness. And to watch it, oh, wow. Yeah. And we played the other one, like Mr. Brodop says, the it's titled Maps, Vintage 1970s Soul Maroon 5 cover by featuring Morgan James. We played that one yesterday. But so, you know, they're super impressive. And again, you just watch, you know, in every video, Scott Bradley is the pianist, or, well, usually, yeah, pianist. He's usually playing a grand piano in the background. And he does a fantastic job of just playing a supporting role, essentially. You wouldn't even notice him. You wouldn't even know that it was Scott Bradley and that PMJ is his project. Doesn't ever say anything. There's a lot of fun stuff going on in the foreground. Anyway, I just think it's fantastic. And none of it would be possible without him, but he's just sort of, you know, he's the scenic background, if you don't know. So back, I'll just say one more thing about the Careless Whisper. It is, you know, my understanding among serious musicians is, again, Take Five is, you know, that's deep waters musically. That 5/4 beat is peculiar. Usually we do 4/4 or 3/4. The 5/4 beat is peculiar. It's a syncopated beat, so you have, yeah, that's 5/4. Dave Brubeck's Take Five. So that's mixed in. They mix that in with Careless Whisper. And that's, you know, it's a syncopated 4/4 to 5/4 back to 4/4. And that's just crazy. So, you know, they're doing stuff that's like, you know, yeah, it's like advanced math for music, and they're making it look just, I could do that. No, I assure you, you could not do that. None of the rest of us could do that. These guys are so talented. Haven't been to a PMJ show, but it'd be fun to go see one. Anyway, so that's fun for Friday, I think. Something a bit unique. Phone lines are open. I got to do the announcements. So the phone lines are open. It's Friday, 512-248-8252. You know the deal, 512-248-8252. And if you're in a cave in Afghanistan somewhere waiting for a CNN reporter and a video crew to show up, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You want to chat about any of this stuff. So announcements real quick. the Dear RBN letter, you are RBN. So thank you for supporting RBN. You know what? Even if you don't support RBN financially, thank you for your listenership. And, you know, this is a special place. It's a different sort of a place. And I think that's good. I am of the firm conviction that it's good. We don't have the Sinclair Media Vulcan mind meld going on here by any means, because that would be dangerous for our democracy. Anyway, thank you for your support. Thank you for your listenership. And there are many faithful folks who, you know, would crawl across 1,000 miles of broken glass to support RBN and what it represents, what it stands for, what the big guy started. So thank you. Let's see. Multitasking is bad for radio, especially when you lose your train of thought. Thank you. That should be, that's what's going on in my head, man. It sounds like that's what it sounds like in my head. Anyway, so go to the website. If you do support the network, thank you. Again, thank you for your listenership. If you do support the network financially, thank you. If you, and there are many faithful folks who do, thank you. If you don't, or you haven't in a while, please consider it. Go to the website, click on the donate button, or call 800-724-2719, extension 3. You can mail stuff in, make checks or money orders payable to RBN. Mail to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's on the website as well. If you're on Facebook, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. You know, if you're not already on a watch list or something, that'll certainly get you added to one. So, you know, you don't want to be left out. You don't want to be, you know, you want to be one of the cool kids. So make sure you get on that list. Yeah, I definitely need background. I have background music for the multitasking breaks. It's in my head, though. So it's probably Brubeck's Take 5 that's playing in my head. So it sounds fine in my head, but it's not coming out there. So the quilt winner will be announced this weekend, probably during Mike Gaddy's appearance on Sunday. That would make sense, wouldn't it? So I would look for that over the weekend. Thanks to everyone who participated. Also, No Shadow. Punxsutawney Phil detected No Shadow and promptly went to sleep, I think, after the announcement, if I'm not mistaken. So, that's exciting. What the heck, man? Everybody's got weird stuff going on. You know, I'm looking at... local news place. This is something we'll talk about later, and this is sort of a side note. I'm looking at, why do I hate WordPress? Anyway, what is this? This is something else. These systems are notorious for getting hacked. Yeah. Where's the narcoleptic Phil where he has a snack and falls over? No Shadow, Punxsutawney Phil declares an early spring. The verdict is in. Punxsutawney Phil detected No Shadow as he stepped onto Gobbler's Knob earlier this morning, meaning an early spring for one and all. And, you know, it's not like we're superstitious or anything. Come on. Because we're not. Maybe a little bit. But, There's that, and also where was the other one? Hope. Didn't see her shadow either, right? It's Phil and Hope. So, early spring. Pretty exciting. Not sure where the other one is. That's weird. All right, so enough of that. Back to the other thing that I was talking about, and there are several other sort of things that tie into this. You know, I said yesterday that obedience to God and our American founding are an important, there's an important correlation there. Obviously, particularly, especially for Christians, but I think for everyone else too. And I'll try to explain that. And in simple terms, maybe I will put it this way. The debate, it has been a hotly contested debate for a long time. I've talked about it for years. I feel like I finally have hit pay dirt on the issue. I've hit bedrock fairly closely. You know, maybe bedrock is 45,000 feet. I've probably gotten to about 41, 42,000 feet. I think. Maybe 40, maybe 35. But I think most people go to about, I don't know, 100 feet. Maybe 1,000 feet. And that's not, I'm not trying to say, you know, I think that has a lot to do with our, you know, this socially engineered American exceptionalism. We just refuse to entertain the possibility of anything other than, hey, this is what it was. And if you say anything otherwise, then you are obviously a communist. America is great. Everyone comes here. Everyone knows America's great. There's not a race to, you know, Zimbabwe or Guatemala. There might be soon, but anyway, I think that is one of the biggest impedances to really diving in and getting to the bottom of things. If we had a different opinion of America, where does that come from? You know, it will come to him as his own idea. And Russell, you know, saying they won't be allowed to know how their convictions are generated or where they came from. But I think largely because of that, people don't investigate. We make a lot of assumptions. They're false, erroneous assumptions, and we just sort of labor under the delusion, and it keeps us double-minded, and that's why it matters. That's the main reason why it matters. But for people who are not Christian, it matters because where this train is headed is not good. And you don't want that any more than Christians don't want it. That doesn't really explain, but that's the high level sort of explainer. So back to the other stuff. American civil religion. Just some Wikipedia entries. Anybody can look at them. No, Wikipedia is not the oracle, obviously. But it's there, it's free, and there is some information that is sourced from authors who are, you know, pedestrian establishment authors. Well, that's not always good either. Nope, it's not. And they're telling a one-sided story, but there are still facts involved. The facts are presented in a way to, you know, lead you to specific conclusions, but we know that. We're aware of that. And so we can sort of be on the lookout for that, at least a little bit. So it's a place to start. You don't have to go figure out what books to buy and then go find the books to buy them and then buy them. And then, you know, you can start there. It's a place to start. So secular religion, I was talking about that. I think I'll just talk about these three Wikipedia entries real quick. I've done the explainer, enough background. Let me just dive into it. If I don't do the explainer, somebody will call and say, well, but you know, Wikipedia is not the oracle, right? Yeah, I've talked about Jaron Lanier is right. It's not the oracle. They try to sanitize people from it, makes it seem like, you know, Oh, it's the all-knowing oracle. No, it's not. So I've done enough explainer. We could just go down the list real quick. And you will see, I think, very clearly, Father Newhouse was right. Religion is the root of culture. Culture is religion, the root of politics. Excuse me. What is America's religion? I'll read some things. If you're courageous enough to be objective, I think you'll see it sounds very familiar. Uncomfortably so, I think. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Myself this way, life is ours and we live it always. All these words I just don't say, but nothing else matters. Trust I seek and I find in you every day for us something new. Open mind for a different view. Nothing else matters.
welcome back.
So close, no matter.
It's so amazing. Metallica, Ragtimeified. Who knew? I'm sure James and Lars would be, you know, impressed. I'm impressed that the title of that, get this, Nothing Else Matters, Postmodern Jukebox, featuring 15-year-old Caroline Barron, the young lady singing. If you look at, let me see if I can find the, where is that? Where did you go? Where did you go? If you read the description, I'll just read it for you. It says, Caroline Barron, the amazing 15-year-old singer we discovered during our PMJ search, hashtag PMJ search, is back for our first ever Metallica cover, a soulful version of Nothing Else Matters. Her voice must be heard to be believed. She's 15, and she, I don't know, maybe it's just me, she seems a little nervous in about the first minute, but then she really starts to loosen up, and holy cow, you know, people listen to that, and they're like, wow, that young lady is incredible. Yeah, and she's, then you look closer, and you're like, she's 15? What? Amazing. So, speaking of announcements, before we head into the final break of the first hour, there is, and speaking of Groundhog Day and Narcoleptic Phil, there's a post on RBN. I'm just going to say, go click on the Happy Groundhog Day item, whatever it is, whatever you call it. Click on that in the rotator. Happy Groundhog Day. A little Friday surprise for you. So when we come back, I'm not going to explain. We're just going to dive down the rabbit hole a little bit. I'll do that first, then we'll go to the phones. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.